Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes involving the themes ranging from alcohol and drug use, suicide and forced marriages, to violence, horror, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, and nations of people. Please see the show notes for episodes of details. Listener discretion is advised.
In these earlier episodes, we use the E word prolifically. It is the word for the lowest caste of people in Rokugan / feudal Japan. It is considered in Japan a very bad word and should not be used in any time. We are very sorry we were ignorant at the time of the connotations of that word, and these episodes are now having that bleeped out. So whenever you hear bleep, just in your mind replace it with your preferred nomenclature for that caste, except for the E word. Don't use the E word. All right, thank you. Bye.
You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey. So he reaches in, grabs down there. Kunihiro is played by Buell Richardson.
Can I tell what type of blade it is by a hand's width of the tip?
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Of course they are. We are verifying.
Yogo Sojabo is played by Brendan Thorson.
I just love the smell of rice.
Now on with our show. We open our scene in the morning at Morning Glory Castle. Our heroes are taking a leisurely stroll through a garden. So this is an opportunity for you guys to talk to each other, introduce yourselves.
It is too damn early.
For you, maybe.
If we weren't drinking last night, I heard about that carousing you were doing. Jeez.
Well, as they say, hair of the dog. But he's more hair than dog now.
I still say he's more scorpion than anything.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, when are we actually going to get out there and do our jobs? Jeez.
A set of footsteps come running up behind you. You turn and see a rather young peasant messenger come running up.
Pardon me, Samurai-sama. You have a urgent call from Emerald Magistrate Isawa Karasu. He'd like to meet with you immediately.
Where is he?
He is in the palace, and in his chambers.
Thank you. Yeah. So, once I dismiss him, abruptly, of course, I turn and start heading to the palace. If he's in his rooms, that's where I'm headed. You two coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Nod to the peasant as a thank you and keep going. I'm a little bit nicer than Goonie.
I absolutely just ignore him.
as you probably would, yes.
The main palace of Morning Glory Castle is fairly simple, lots of shoji screens. When you get to the room that Isawa Karasu maintains, you can hear the distinct clack of go stones hitting the board.
He's playing games and he calls us. Okay.
He is our boss.
True.
5 years working for that man, yes.
Hey, it keeps you in sake.
And other things.
I roll my eyes.
I tap at the side of the soji screen. Wait for permission to enter.
Is that you, Cooney?
Of course.
Is Yogo and Kitsuki with you?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yes.
Isawa-sama.
Yes, Isawa-sama.
Enter.
Shh. He's kneeling across from his Yojimbo, Shiba Kage. Kage is playing the white stones and is clearly in a disadvantage. Isawa Karasu places a black stone down and is able to make a very minimal gain and only claims about 3 white stones for that territory.
Thinking to myself, is the Yojimbo trying to win or is he trying to lose to save face?
Would you like to do any rolls to determine that?
Actually, no.
All right. So as you come up, they don't even acknowledge your bow. They're not even looking at you.
In my head, I am just like, not because I'm hungover. It's because I am pretty sure me and Shiba don't quite get along.
Probably.
So, fact that, as I would call him, I call him in my head the old dog, but I'm just didn't really want to have to deal with him here, but I knew I probably would have.
So to give you kind of an idea of what they look like, Shiba Kage, he's a Bushi of the Shiba family, the Phoenix Clan, always has his katanas at his side, and is somewhat young, probably about your guys' age, about mid-30s, and is clean-shaven, very tight top knot, very clean dark hair. The only real notable thing about him is that there is lacquer on his fingernails. He thinks that it helps with the draw of the sword. A little superstition.
Well, he is Phoenix.
Isawa Karasu has jet black hair. Kept usually long with a top knot occasionally. Has some facial hair. Long mustache and pointed beard. Intentionally kept longer than Yogo Sojibo's. If he could measure out, he would make sure it would be always just longer.
I think I purposely keep mine just below the chin. Probably in spite, but I keep mine like with oils and stuff like that to make it just
preppy.
Very much hipster. A hipster goatee, definitely.
Yeah, the eyes of Isawa Karasu are also very dark. He is a void Shugenja, in addition to being an Emerald Magistrate. So he has been tasked by the Emerald Champion to be kind of an oversight for anything mystical and weird. Kind of the X-Files of Rokugan. And that's only until any Jade Magistrate or Jade Champion is assigned by the Emperor.
Oh, great. I'm Scully.
Well, I need you to go and finish collecting taxes. My Yoriki have been sent on a special mission, and they can't complete this task for me.
Where are the taxes being taken from?
The Dragonfly lands. Not too far.
So you probably know the people in charge, don't you, Kazuki?
I know the area, yes.
Collect them, bring them to the Palace of the Emerald Champion. That's all I need you to do.
Is there a specific amount that they're supposed to be taxed this year?
The standard rates.
Just want to make sure that we get the proper taxes and they're not holding anything back.
So in most villages, they'll if they can't pay you in koku, they'll pay you in rice or barley. You know, in goods.
Chicken.
If that's what they maintain, fishing villages would pay probably in fish.
So we'll probably be taking a cart.
I will have some peasants and some to go with you. Just in case you have trouble on the road, there'll be some ashigaru to go along.
So right now I would like to make, generally it would be a perception check, but I'm not sure what skill I would use, because I'm looking for anything new from our last visit to his room.
I'm going to say aesthetics. And what kind of approach are you going to be using on
this?
Well,
water is generally the perception check.
Generally, yeah. It's going to be a TN2, just kind of average. TN2,
all right. First explosion of the game.
On the first roll.
Yeah.
So I made it with one strife. That's two successes and an opportunity. And the opportunity, so artisan skill, add a kept die set to the next artisan check made this session. I think I'll do that.
All right. Sounds like a good choice. All right. The room looks pretty much the same. There is a small satchel over by the futon. Mm-hmm. That the bag is a kind of a fine silk and is something new to what you are used to seeing.
Yes, cool.
We will be on our way. And bow again and leave.
I wait till we're dismissed.
Good choice.
Yogo-san, I see your eyes are gazing around the room. Am I boring you?
No, Isawa-sama. I'm just admiring, once again, the lovely sumi art you have created.
Maybe one day, your pictures might grace my walls. But you are far from that.
Okay, wait patiently. In my mind going, that's not what he was doing.
And I've already left.
You hear a couple more clacks as they're still playing Go. They finish the game, and Isawa Karasu counts the points, and he has just barely won against Shiba Kage.
You're still here? You can go. Get on with your task.
Thank you, Isawa-sama.
I will bow and promptly leave.
While they waited, I went down to the stables, going, okay, who here was tasked by Isawa Karasu to join us?
You see a couple peasants getting the tack on a set of ponies with a cart, and then another one who's getting three additional ponies just prepped, probably for you guys.
Of course.
And a very small contingent of and ashigaru preparing.
I go to the ashigaru, look him up and down, appraise them. They'll do okay.
They all have, you know, basic spears as their weapons and very flimsy armor.
Yeah, that's it. I look them up and down, and then I say, you'll do good. You guys ready?
So are we
are just waiting for your comrades and your orders.
We're all waiting for my comrades, slowpokes.
It's probably about 20 more minutes before they join back up with you. So this gives you ample opportunity to gather all of your armor and any other supplies. So why don't you give us a little bit more information about Kuniguru and what he looks like and what he's wearing?
Well, tell me, most of his gear he already has on. He's got his sanctified robes on, because, well, he's got to have robes. He just doesn't walk around in his small garb too much. Of course, he's got his wakizashi on the side, his jitte of office. He goes, gets a finger of jade that he puts around his neck, and he brings his hair back, all this wavy hair that, and with a hairband that made to look like an Oni skull, which perfectly frames the kabuki makeup on his face that says vengeance.
And that's the vengeance for the loss of his parents.
Yes.
And then for our listeners, can you tell us a little bit more about the finger of jade?
It's the finger of jade is about 3 inches long. Currently, it is bright green because it has not come near any taint yet. But he keeps it as a means of warning for when the tainted are nearby, so he can actually eradicate the taint from inside Rokugan.
All right, so some time has passed, and the other two emerald/jade magistrates have come down. What are you guys doing?
Kuniguru left first, so presuming that he got everything ready, so I'm picking up my personal gear.
And what would you be carrying?
Standard robes, wakizashi, the jitte of office. He's also carrying a jian.
Could you tell me a little bit more what a jian is for the listeners?
Jian is a long, straight-bladed sword.
So kind of like what you might see a Tai Chi user
yes, wielding. Like a Tai Chi sword.
Does he have any special gear as a Kitsuki?
As a Kitsuki, no, but he does have, dangling from his belt, his obi, a small white stone. It's about 3 inches long, about the width of a finger, that he occasionally picks up, rubs a little bit, like a worry stone.
All right, and what about Yogo Sojibo?
So he is not wearing his sanctified robes. He's wearing normal clothes, but under it, completely hidden because it's is some concealable armor. Because he is a scorpion, so he is expecting, you know, bad things to happen. He also is checking many of his weapons. So he has inside his sleeve is where he keeps his ofuda that he can use for his spells. Also, that's under his robes. On his left side is a tessen, which is a weaponized courtier fan. His left side, his right side is a knife. And under his, behind his back, hidden in his belt are three kunai knives, one of which has ofuda attached, wrapped around the handle.
And what do your ofuda do?
Well, the ofuda are wards that the Yogo ward masters specialize in. They allow me to store a invocation and the effects of that invocation to be used later.
All right. And what invocations do you have right now?
My invocations right now on the ofuda are the ones I have. Because right now I have a Grasp of Earth on one ofuda. And that is more of a trap one. When a creature walks over it, it immobilizes them and deals sacred damage just in case. Grasp of Earth again. And that's the one that
when I throw it via a shuriken, and it doesn't immobilize and doesn't damage. It's basically, if anybody starts running from me, I can throw it and stop them cold.
All right. So you guys get over and load up onto your ponies. You've got plenty of supplies, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay. The Eta and Ashigaru and the couple peasants that are going with you guys are all on foot, save for the ones driving the cart. And since the cart's empty, some of the Ashigaru are riding in the cart just to save their sandals.
Since we have people walking, Garu is walking as well. He likes to be connected to the earth.
Is he leading the pony or having a peasant to do that?
He tied it to the cart.
Okay, so letting the cart lead.
Yeah.
Well, our heroes are doing the job of a Yorikin. I wonder why Karasu has sent them on this. Well, he is an Ishiken. Maybe he saw something in the void that required the services of Shugenja and an investigator. Well, I would just like to remind you, we are going back to our bi-weekly schedule. So our next episode will be out on January the 15th, 2019. Please follow us on social media. Our Twitter is at SojPodRPG. That's SojPodRPG. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/SojPodRPG. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG. It sadly isn't free to produce this podcast, so any little bit helps. And please give us a review wherever you are listening to this. It helps new listeners find the show and lets us know that real people are listening to the show. Now, back to the show.
You're traveling along and you're going the southerly route, rather than going through the mountains, through the Dragonlands, and you enter, you're north of Violence Behind Courtliness City, that's in the Lionlands, and skirting the northern mountains, and most of this area is decent farmlands. The Dragonfly, although known for being kind of the mediators between the dragon and the rest of Rokugan, have some farmlands there. You are just outside of the castle of the Dragonfly in their farmlands in a village called the Gentle Thistle. As you enter, you start hearing some whispers. This is from the farmers, and this is mainly a rice village. And one child goes running off. And as you enter the city proper, the town daimyo, a very aged man comes out.
Bow low.
He bows very deeply.
Oh, samurai. What brings you here to my village?
We are here to collect the taxes.
He looks at you warily, and you can see some beads of sweat off the top of his head.
I thought that Kakita-sama, Ide-sama, and Ikoma-sama were to collect the taxes.
Apparently, things have changed.
And I hold out the writ that I'm pretty sure was given to us. Mm-hmm. from Karasu-sama.
He looks closely.
Isawa-dana did it. And yes. Bring out...
He turns to face some other people there.
Bring out the bales and load them. Load them on the cart.
I snap to the peasants, point to where his peasants are going.
Yeah.
Make sure you count them too. I don't even look.
Oh, don't worry, they're all in order. Just as always.
Of course they are.
Kuniguru just stands looking everywhere, trying to see if he can see anyone that looks like they might be tainted.
I know what he's doing, because he does this everywhere. I roll my eyes, and I go to... I'm actually not sure. I would probably, at this point, monitor the transfer. Just because I don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. I've worked for this man for 5 years, and he has me doing the job of his Yoriki. So I am very offended, despite I know that Karasu and I do... Like, I know why Karasu does this to me. We do not get along.
And me, I'm sitting on the pony, looking like I'm just overseeing the taxes, but I'm actually scanning around, seeing if anything's out of place.
All right. Do you guys want to do any rolls?
Since I am specifically looking for taint, Buell's not expecting to find anything. Kuniguru is hoping not to find anything, but prepared if he does. I would say he's surveying, unfortunately, which means it's water.
I'm going to say let's do theology, just because you're specifically the taint issue.
Yeah, which of course, I'm a purifier.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I have a success and an opportunity.
So there's nothing that you see that's tainted?
I don't see anything obvious tainted.
Yeah, but you can... tell people are nervous. I would like Kitsuki to do a survey, so water and government.
Okay.
So this is kind of checking, you're checking in on all the laws. This is a TN1.
Okay.
I think you made it.
I think so.
It's how do you want to make it?
Okay, so two successes, two opportunity, and to strife.
All right. So they're being exceedingly particular with how they're choosing which bales of rice that they're bringing out.
I was suspecting this. I want to go inspect the rice barrels because this is what I was going to do before he rolled. I was going to basically make sure none of it's rotten. Damaged.
Or millet?
Yes.
Are you looking at the ones that they're loading or not loading?
Loading.
Okay.
I'm going to check one of the ones that they were particular not to load.
Okay.
Don't worry. The barrels are just as always, just as ordered.
Of course they are. We are verifying.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I just love the smell of rice and would like to go enjoy the wonderful smell that your farms have produced.
Lean over to Kuniguru. That's a little surprising. It has not been fermented yet.
What do you mean, little surprising? It's outright off. But he is a scorpion. He is off. And I'm going to start looking, watching them closer. Watching the peasants. The Kitsuki and the Yogo seem to see something off.
Yeah. So I'm going to have you guys that are looking at the barrels. You're going to do an air roll because you're analyzing what you're going to see. And I'm going to say that this is, it's not really a farming.
There's labor.
Yeah, under trade skill. That's probably what it'd be under.
Yeah. So.
Air labor.
Yeah. And this will be a TN2.
Two successes. I'm not keeping that one.
Well, let's. Okay, so far I started with a success and an exploding success. I'm going to see how far this goes. And it stops there. So I have three successes and three strife.
Hey, Steve, keep track of strife.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm using honor tokens from the L5R LCG by Fantasy Flight Games.
We are not sponsored by them yet.
Yeah. Steve and I are using basically the money tokens, the fate tokens from the same game.
Still not sponsored. Hint, hint. All right, so Kitsuki, he's going through. He's just finding rice in the first barrel. He's looked through. The second barrel is millet. So millet is a lesser grain, but very closely related to rice.
Of course, yes.
So they're, you know, from what you see, they're being on the up and up.
Yes.
So how deep are you digging into the bale of rice? Are you just looking at it and then moving on to the next one?
I'm probably taking my jitte and sifting it a bit to see if I can't pull anything down at the bottom.
So you open it, it's rice. But as you're moving your jitte through, you hear a clink.
I give a heavy sigh, monitor to one of our peasants, bring him over here, or...
The peasant comes running over.
Reach in there. I have felt something odd. Reach in there and grab it.
So he reaches in, grabs down there, suddenly pulls the hand out, and there's a straight cut across the fingers.
Be careful, fool.
All apologies, Samurai-sama.
I see that the peasant has cut himself. I'm going to come over, grab a basket that someone's got. As I'm going, grab a basket, start tipping the barrel and put in the rice into the basket.
Go over, help him.
I don't know what the Yogo found.
Apparently it's sharp.
And metal.
As you start pouring stuff out, you notice the tips of several swords, and the metal, it's different than most of the metal that you would find throughout the Empire. You being a crab, I'm not a, if you want to roll just to see what you get, otherwise you don't have any, it's a TN0.
Actually, once I start seeing the tips, I pour enough out so I can reach to grab both sides. Not by the edge. Start pulling one out.
Stop him before he even touches it. Let a peasant do that.
I just did. The fool cut himself.
Get a different peasant.
I'm ignoring both of them as I'm pulling it out. Or actually, I'm going to get enough so I have about a hand's length of the blade showing before even touching it. With the fact that I have been with the Caillou, during the formation of blades, can I tell what type of blade it is by a hand's width of the tip, what type of metal, who the maker is, or the possible smith, which clan?
It is obviously Caillou steel. Something, though, still, to your trained eye, looks off. But it is definitely Caillou steel. It has that bluish tinge to it, but still not quite normal.
What was the Daimyo's name again?
I actually hadn't given him a name to you guys. He's just the town Daimyo. You haven't asked.
What family?
He's part of the Dragonfly clan, so that's so probably the Tanbo family.
Tanbo-sama, would you please come here?
Yes.
I find it very odd for a pacifist family to be providing weapons in their taxes.
We're simply one of many middlemen, just as I'm sure you are.
And why did you feel the need to hide it in the rice?
To get it to where it needs to go.
But why hide it instead of simply bundling it with outside?
I'm not going to beat around the bush anymore. We are three Emerald Magistrates. Mm. I can't remember the policy for us arresting someone, but I will definitely... Tanbo-sama, if you would please return to your abode and not leave it until we can get our supervisor here.
Before you do that, though, who gave you the Caillou Blades?
I don't know. They arrived here and we just passed it along.
Okay, they arrived. Who delivered the blades?
You do not want to get him angry, and I do not want to deal with him angry. So please answer the question.
I swear I don't know. They show up.
Where?
They arrive and sit inside the holding area for our race.
So you don't see anyone delivering the blades.
Never.
They just magically appear. The kami do not deliver weaponry. That is not the way of the kami. So you're telling me that you saw no one bringing blades here.
So what would be the... So the role, would that be a sentiment or a courtesy to... basically read him to see if he's being honest?
I would go with sentiment.
Sentiment.
And on that, you're trying to see if he's being honest, so I would say that's going to be an air approach.
Yep. I probably should ask for the TN first.
Sorry, I should have given you the TN first. It's going to be a TN2.
I can't read him at all. Just let me pull up our handy dandy. What? There it is. Any check? What is his demeanor and current strife?
So demeanor would normally apply to combat, the way they've got it listed out. I'm going to say with how they list it out in Fantasy Flight's role-playing game as being shrewd, and his strife is at a 4.
He's got this crab levering over him, basically semi trying to intimidate him.
We should, Kuni-sama, Kitsugi-sama, we should do this away from... the local populace. I believe we should all have some time at Tanbo's estate. And I motioned to two of our Ashigaru. How many do we have?
You have about 5 that we're transporting with you. Just a minimal support.
Yeah, I motioned to two of them and called them over. I basically point.
So...
You are to escort Tanbo-sama to his estate. He is not to leave. Please replace any guards he has there. Have them enjoy some time off at the sake house in town.
Yes, sir.
And we will follow him.
But yes. As he's being led off, I'm actually going to take a look at the peasant who cut himself. Take a look at the wounds. Make sure there's nothing. Because I know the Kayo blades look off. I want to take a look at them.
All right, I'm going to have you do a void medicine because you're following on a hunch.
Dun, dun, dun.
I actually have medicine.
At least somebody does.
Yeah. And this is a TN2.
I'll keep the two successes. Would like to have those two opportunities, but two successes.
The wound is bleeding and just continues to bleed. Oh, a very nice, clean, straight cut, what you'd expect out of a well-made blade. But it's not stopping bleeding.
Thinking back of the blades that I've seen, the Kayo that I've talked with, trying to recall what type of aspects can cause a bleed to do so.
None that you know of. In this, at least in this manner.
So, Yogo, Kitsuki, I will be there in a second. I want to check all the barrels.
Very well, Kuni-san.
Yes, very well.
Suffixes are hard.
And then I will go through with my jite. And just, I'm not gently, I'm stirring to see if how many barrels of the ones that they were going to put on the cart and the ones they didn't put on the cart have metal in them.
You find no others.
Just the one?
Just the one.
Then I will go to the peasants. Put that on the cart, bring the cart to the house. Gather up the rest of the tithe. We will take it on our way out. And as the cart's loaded, I'm going to walk with it. This barrel will be coming empty, so I can investigate those blades further. Safely, though.
Up in the manor, you've got...
On the way there, I'm going to observe our host, see what I can find out on him.
So this is a short walk. It's a small village.
Well, still.
He's very anxious and kind of looking around at everything right now. Are you going to ask him any questions?
Not yet. Not until we get to the house. I'm just observing him now.
All right. You get up to the house, the manor, and he is put into his quarters. And you have the guards stationed both on the courtyard side and in the inner hall side. So there's no getting in or out.
Without going through our men.
Yep.
Good.
And I dismiss his guards and say, why don't you go enjoy yourselves at the sake house? And I look at them.
They listen and they go because they can see your jite. They know your station of office.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to save face here. It's like I'm doing like Cooney's not helping. Cooney's like, why do Crab have to be so direct? And uncouth. And I'm saying this in my head.
Yeah. It's getting to be late in the day and the sun is starting to set. Mm-hmm. Are you going to approach him tonight or wait till the morning?
I'm going to set... So, he said they come in the... the rice holding area. I'm going to station one of our Ashigaru there.
Okay.
Then I'm going to compose a letter to Kurasu. And it's going to be in a standard code that he uses.
All right. What are you trying to say in it?
We have found some suspicious weapons. They do not stop bleeding. I'm sure you've shared this at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, it's a general report. They were hiding them in the rice. They have no idea who's bringing them. They just say the head samurai says they appear, blah, 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 blah.
So the basic information just responding that.
And I hand it to one of our peasants and have him take this via the Rokugan mail. I don't remember how they mail stuff in Rokugan.
It's generally one of the imperial families.
Yeah.
The Mias are the mailmen. Yeah. All those M's. Yeah.
And as during the time while he's writing this, I said, I'm emptying the barrel, saving the rice. Make sure we save the rice.
I wouldn't save the rice, but that's just me.
Basically, show the whole blades. They're katanas, I'm assuming?
They're short for katanas, long for wakizashis.
Okay. But regular curve of a noma or a straight?
They have a slight curve to them, probably, you know, two different metals cooling, which is what gives it that curved shape. Standard for Kayu.
Yeah. So like I said, I have them however many blades laid out, so I can basically sit there analyzing them.
There are 5 total blades. There is no maker stamp in where the tang would be. There is no handle to them. They're just the blades. The holes are already drilled into the tang, and there's a gap in the middle of the tang that's not normally there.
So while he's examining the blades, I'm going to check out the warehouse, look it over, investigating to see if there's any other non-obvious entrances.
None that you can see. None that you'll be able to find.
Okay.
You can roll, but it's going to be like a TN7 if there is anything.
Okay. That.
I'll be fully honest. It's a standard warehouse. There's nothing that looks odd.
Okay.
Yeah. During the night, you guys, once you're done with all your investigations, taking a bit of sake, drinking a bit of opium tea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're woken by one of the Ashigaru. Samurai Samas. The daimyo. He committed seppuku.
Okay. Where is his second?
There was none.
Okay.
He sliced himself open. And we'll stop right there for the end of this scene.
All right, let's get a little real here. We just had a character commit ritualistic suicide. Now, while in Rokugan, ritualistic suicide is a common occurrence as punishment, as a relief to lay blame and to absolve your family of your misdeeds, suicide's a very real thing. You're feeling at that edge, please call your national suicide line wherever country you are listening to. I'll put them in the show notes. They'll be in the show notes. But for the United States one, it is 1-800-273-8255. That is the national suicide hotline. 1-800-273-8255. And please, if you need help, get it. You're worth it. Things get better. Trust me. Things get better.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick's Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brendan Thorson. Thank you for listening.